analyze, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows your spirit.
Your body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating faster. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslivism.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Praise God. This is Michael J. Good afternoon. This is The Road to Damascus, and I am your host. The title and subject for today's program is The Tripwires Are Being Tripped. The Tripwires Are Being Tripped. This is a call-in program. The number here is 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Before I start getting into the subject, please join me in praying the prayer our Savior taught his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I'd like to consider for a moment the significance of that prayer. The reality is we're watching things now in time, that everything that we're watching, things that we see, things that we can't see, even our inmost thoughts, even the secrets that we hide from ourselves, all of these things are being recorded and written in the books of heaven. Every single second in our life, when we're awake, when we're asleep, when we're dreaming, whatever we're doing, whatever our participation, all of this is being recorded in heaven. So the significance of asking God for his will in the earth as it is in heaven, that is about a grace of submission. It is saying, I want your will in my life and in all the earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Now, God would not be showing us to ask for his kingdom in the earth as it is in heaven and give us this day our daily bread if we were just talking about the future. We're talking about in the earth, in time. Your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Many people have met the living God. I am one of them. He has been profoundly at work in my life. Even before I knew him, even before I met him, even before I had the grace, found the grace, was given the grace to humble myself when he was confronting me on my own road to Damascus, 7 October 1968 in Redwood City, California. All of us that have met God have been changed by him. You cannot have an encounter with the living God and not be changed. It's impossible. Our natural life withers in the presence of God because he is glorious and holy, majestic, and our natural life is changed by our encounter with God. Just like Paul, on the road to Damascus, when the Lord revealed himself, it was with this light. It was so bright, it caused Paul to be blind. But at the time, he was kneeling. He was in fear and trembling. He heard that voice, and then he said, "What must I do, Lord?" When we meet God on our road, it's not like he didn't see us coming. He knew the very moment from before the foundation of the world that he would reveal himself to us and what he would do when he did it. God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His understanding is infinite. He has all knowledge, all wisdom. He's omnipresent. The eye of the Lord is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He can see into the deepest places of my heart. The deepest places where I don't want to go. He can see that. Psalm 139, which I'm not going to read right now, talks about God seeing us while we're being formed. And he's looking at the minerals that come from the lower parts of the earth, those minerals that will go into the plants, that will be in the water, that will feed our mother and father and give them the strength to procreate and then start forming us from the dust of the earth. Today we're going to be talking about tripwires, but while I'm on the subject of the Lord's Prayer, I want to say that his will being done in the earth as it is in heaven is about, yes, heaven can change, and it does when the Holy Spirit is praying through his people. God can and will be moved by prayers he inspires in us. The Lord knows how to help us to pray and help us to pray in a way that will reveal his glory to us, in us, through us, for us, in a way where our eternity will reflect it. every part of our life has been brought about by his sovereign work in us. This is including those who don't know God. This is including in people that we, in all honesty, have to say are wicked. The word of God says, the Lord made all things, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Now we are seeing, as never before manifested in our generations, the day of evil. We are seeing that. And this program is about the indicators that God gives us and the different kinds of tripwires that are being tripped, that will soon be tripped, and whether or not we are getting understanding or being prepared for what to do when we see these tripwires being tripped. In introducing the topic of tripwires, I must refer to military training, my own and others, and experiences. In Army basic training, we're introduced to different weapons systems and systems of detection and defensive posture, and also offensive posture. A tripwire can be more than one system. The most deadly tripwire releases a weapon or trap, like a mine, an IED, an improvised explosive device, a booby trap, or a deadfall. Tripwires can be snares to capture animals. They put their foot in the snare or their neck into the snare and keep going, and the wire fastens around their leg or their neck, and they are caught. And some of these things release a device like a very taut log or stick or whatever, and it will come and just whack them and knock them unconscious or dead. A tripwire is a trap. A tripwire is a device that brings some indication that something has happened in a certain place. Tripwire devices can be both offensive and defensive at the same time. Here are some examples. In attaching a wire to a ring pin on a grenade and flattening the pin so that the pin can be easily pulled out of the hole that's holding the spoon in place, and waiting for an enemy to push the wire, the tripwire, with their foot or their knee and pull the pin. And in cutting the fuse in the grenade in half, when you're attaching the tripwire to the ring pin, takes the detonation down to around 1 or 1.5 seconds, down from 2.5 or 3 seconds, where after you throw the grenade, it will explode. Building a Mickey Mouse trap was something we learned to do in the jungle with devices called Claymore mines. A Claymore mine is one of the most deadly weapons. It's made of a rectangular plastic case that's kind of shaped with the rounded edge pointing towards the enemy. It actually has words on the front, face towards enemy. It has these two little feet. Actually, they're little four little posts where you can stick this Claymore mine in the ground and point it in a certain way, up or down or level. You can actually attach this with a wire to a tree and point it down a path. A Claymore mine has got 700 steel ball bearings in the front of it behind the plastic case, and behind it about 2 pounds of C4 plastic explosive. It is detonated with an electric blasting cap placed in two receptacles on the top and can be daisy chained to other claymores to create different shaped kill zones. We used a detonation cord in the other receptacle and took it over to the next Claymore and then plugged another length of detonation cord in the other receptacle in that mine and took it to the next one to create what might be called an L-shaped ambush or kill zone. What we did with respect to a Mickey Mouse booby trap was we placed a wire across a path down the way so that when they tripped the wire, there would be a very short space of time, but they would already be in the kill zone. We attached the wire to a piece of plastic spoon that we took out of our sea rations. The piece of plastic spoon, we had a hole in the handle or some part of the spoon, and we placed the plastic spoon between a clothespin with two tacks on the tips of the clothespin. You know, the clothespin with the little wire thing that holds it closed. So you put the plastic spoon in there, and there's wires attached to the two tacks on the clothespin. When the trip wire is pulled, those two tacks come in contact with each other, and on one of those wires, there was a 9-volt battery. You know, the little rectangular type battery? That was certainly enough juice to ignite that blasting cap in the first of three Claymore mines, daisy chained together so that 2,100 steel ball bearings are racing down the path in converging coverage at about twice the speed of sound or more. The people that went through that mechanical ambush had multiple holes in every square inch of their bodies, and they went right through. Activated by a tripwire. In other words, you better watch where you're going. And it was particularly deadly because we would set these ambushes up for the people crossing through these paths at night. And they wouldn't be able to see the wire. Another tripwire can be used to ignite a high candle power flare that was placed in a webbing of concertina or barbed wire that would be surrounding our night defensive positions. When the trip wire is tripped by somebody trying to get through those night defensive positions, the flare is ignited. It lights up the area, and anyone within 50 feet inside the wire will be plainly seen. Then if that happens, all hell breaks loose. Tripwires can also be things like information. These are the kind of tripwires we're talking about today in not being in an active kinetic combat situation. At least not yet. Tripwires can be information, like movement detected on a trail. They can be information because we placed sensors along the trail, and these sensors could let people know how many things were traveling. They had different levels of sensitivity, and the number of people or animals or the size of machines like trucks or tanks and the time it takes to pass that point by those objects or people. Tripwires are about gathering information. But a tripwire can be something like somebody lighting a flare of information where we see things like the sociopathic government in Australia placing people in COVID-19 concentration camps, pushing old women down to the ground and handcuffing them because they don't have a muzzle on That's a tripwire. Tripwires are filling almost every part of our life. Think about it. When you recognize what you're looking at, like the predictive programming that we see in our movies, our cartoons, our television shows, when we recognize what is being promoted, what is being warned about, these are tripwires. What is being bragged about, what these people plan on doing, these are tripwires. Animal Farm was a tripwire. 1984 was a tripwire. Brave New World was a tripwire. The Children of Men, that movie about a vaccine that made all women infertile, was a tripwire. The lethal injections we're taking today are doing that. This is a big tripwire. Let us consider that our lives in this season of revolution, where world governments and multinational corporations and media corporations are the forces of revolution. And they promote murder, war, disinformation, biological and psychological terror, and using all these kinds of things in coordination, in concert, they are showing the world that we are surrounded by our enemies. All of these things are tripwires. People are being whiplashed back and forth by on again, off again psychological operations, like the thing that just happened in the Supreme Court that said the federal government can't mandate except for certain healthcare workers. They got to get rid of those first. Healthcare workers have to die because then they won't be able to help other people. Coincidentally, I seem to have wound up in three, four different situations where I found out later, these are the people they get rid of first. For one thing, though, I was never in two positions that were more deadly than my own. I never carried a flamethrower. They get rid of that guy right away. And I was not a door gunner in a helicopter. The lifespan of a door gunner in a helicopter was statistically very low. I was in my 3rd infantry unit when there came a call when they were delivering RC rations and mail and stuff like that out in the field. And there was a call put out for anybody that wants to volunteer for door gunner. You can get out of the field right now and get on the bird and you're out of here. I was tempted for about a half a second. And then I said, no, thank you. I didn't want to shoot anybody, and door gunners, they had to shoot people more often than probably anyone else. And I feel very grateful that many of them, you know, were protecting people that were wounded in the field, and many of them gave their lives. I think probably door gunners and helicopter pilots had the most Purple Hearts of any group in the Vietnam War. It is no wonder, rather, that our generation is overwhelmed by all the tripwires we are being able to detect. We're looking at the many, many things that are warning us, showing us that the demonic sociopaths running the show want to kill us all. See any real heroes out there? Let me know. We'll pray for him. As far as I can see, as I stand before the living God, there are no people in positions of power that are real heroes. Excuse me. They are being told what to say. They are being allowed to show a certain level of opposition to evil, to blatant evil, like Rand Paul opposing the mass murdering sociopathic Freemasonic devil worshiper Tony Fauci. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just theater. He's not calling for Tony Fauci to be put to death. Anybody who's honest about what's really going on would require that Tony Fauci and all the people that gave us Operation Warp Speed need to be put to death or at least imprisoned for the rest of their life on multiple charges of negligent homicide and intentional injury. If you don't agree with me, give me a call. You know, 540-352-4452. Gather your courage and information, and let's do a face-to-face, as it were. What are the tripwires these present generations are facing? What are the tripwires you want to talk about? What are they? I can come up with dozens. But I do this show on Revolution.radio, Studio B, every week because I am obeying God, my Savior. He tells me, share the truth, encourage one another, offer hope in Christ Jesus, the Lord, our Savior. Teach the word of God. Speak the truth in love. Love your neighbor as yourself. I don't ask for anything. I invite people to call. I have said again and again, this is your program. Why? Well, for the same reason I made it my program, and I'm encouraging you to make it yours. You've got an opportunity to declare truth, to share your testimony, to offer prayer, to make a difference. We don't know where this signal is going. It's going out on the radio. Multiple radio stations around the world, multiple nations. And every single voice, every single person made in the image of the living God is learning about how accountable we are with every part of our lives. Are you standing in the gap? Is the Holy Spirit teaching you how to intercede? Are you called by God, and then are you making your calling and election sure, as it teaches us in 2 Peter, how to do that? Are you walking with the living God? Is he speaking with you? If he is not speaking with you now, don't expect he will speak to you in eternity. Now is the time to get to know God. Paul the Apostle, who met the Lord on the road to Damascus, after he was walking with God and learning, he was still saying, this is my prayer, that I might know you in the power of your resurrection and in the fellowship of your sufferings. Praise God. In the world, you will have tribulation. But cheer up. The Lord has overcome the world. He's glorious. He's the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Yesterday, I spoke with someone in a part-time job I have. And that person told me he was a Christian. I was trying to encourage him. He had some concern about something. And I said, brother, God's perfect love casts out all fear. You can trust him. This person was not a Christian. And this person was kind of a Judas. Makes me very sad to say this. because he went to his floor boss, and his floor boss came over. I had been visiting this guy just for a moment on a break. I mean, we're talking about 2 minutes. I was on a break, and he had asked for some information. I was encouraging him, you know. I was going to get him the information he asked for. But when somebody reveals to you that their heart is not with you, ugly things happen. So he sent his floor boss over to rebuke me in front of other people I was working with and saying, I don't want you coming over to my section and preaching to my people. Got really interesting after that. You know how shy Michael J. is, praise God. The reality is there are places in the world where if you preach Jesus Christ, they will put you to death. This was low level. It was a low level tripwire. Yep. That's a place where what was in their heart, the cowardice and the hypocrisy, was being revealed. The trip flare that they kicked that wire, the thing flared up like 1,000 cannon power. And I found out, wow, hypocrisy and cowardice all in one little package. Amazing! Well, I'm not going to walk in that path again. I don't need it. I was actually just doing what God had showed me to do and loving my neighbor as myself. And I hit a tripwire. Because the Lord is allowing people to be manifest in who they are, what they are. Don't you think that God is right now separating the sheep from the goats? The good from the evil? The Word of God says, how can you walk together if they're not in agreement? You can't walk with people who are like Judas Iscariot, who kiss you while he's betraying you. So I learned a painful lesson. I was grieved most of the night last night. So again, what are the tripwires these present generations are facing? And how do we cope with the reality of our being hunted, placed under total surveillance, profiled in social media? I'm being profiled right now. I mean, look at it. If they don't know that I oppose the noxious, worldly, odor, murderous bastards that are destroying all of life and hate God, if they don't know I'm opposed to these people, they need to stop tripping on their adrenochrome and get with the program. Like I said, what are these tripwires in these present generations? What are they? How do we cope with the reality of our being hunted, placed under total surveillance, profiled, designated as terrorists and enemies of the state by the sociopaths in power? How are we preparing to deal with these people? Because these are demonic bastards in the wire right now. We've got a certain amount of concertina and tripwire up there. They can't come at us right away, but they're working themselves through the wire. What do they do? What do we do when they send their public serpents, you know, bastards with badges, after people who tell the truth, who know about the lethal injection, who will refuse even unto death, being forced to commit suicide by accepting or receiving the lethal injections? What are we going to do? This is something we should decide in the presence of God, don't you think? What tripwires are you noticing, and what do they signify? Where, from your perspective, what do you think about the many people in your life that cannot even see the tripwires? And if they do see them, they don't seem to care. What do you do? What are we going to do? When I walked into a tragic situation the other day, I was buying some work boots. And a young man in a shoe store told me, my mother and father, he just graduated from high school, my mother and father told me that if I didn't take the vaccines, they were going to throw me out of the house. The mother and father have already taken the vaccine. They've already committed suicide. They're dead men walking. And now they made sure that their family line will end when they forced their son. Really, really nice looking, gentle soul. They forced him to take the lethal injections. And he's got what, between 1 and 3 years to live? The chemtrails have been huge tripwires for decades now. Fluoride in the water, huge tripwire, huge tripwire. The GMO foods, huge tripwires. All the forced vaccines for the children before they get out of the hospital, before they have an immune system, causing them to have childhood cancers, autism, ADHD, sudden death, infant death syndrome, tripwires. The murder of our unborn, child sacrifice since the 70s. This was a huge tripwire. We let the murderer come into our nation. We made it politically correct. And another politically correct tripwire is the free sex normalcy of casual fornication. Huge tripwire. The tripwire of promoting homosexuality, being gender fluid, huge tripwire. The suppressed reports on the numbers of deaths and unrecoverable injuries from the lethal injections are huge flares around all our lives. Are you preparing for what's coming? You see, we're just coming up to the edge here. In the next 2 or 3 months, we're going to see the abnormal number of deaths go to from 40%, where it's normally 10% of normal deaths in the winter season. It's up to 40%. I believe we're going to see 60 and 70% by the end of February, beginning of March. Why? Well, because they've got this thing scheduled. They've got it scheduled. America is under a terrible curse and judgment. If you don't realize that America must reap what she has been sowing in the earth, you're spiritually blind. You have ears that don't hear. And you have no idea what's coming. It won't matter. The Lord said, like it was in the days of Noah, they were marrying and giving in marriage, doing business, going here and there, until the day that the flood came and took them all away. 8 people were saved out of billions, billions. Why do I say that? Well, you can have a lot of children when you live 800 and 900 years. And your children can have a lot of children. And their children can have a lot of children. And when you're fornicating with fallen angels, the Nephilim seed line growing, and their children are fornicating with animals and creating abominations like centaurs and minotaurs and the merpeople and the reptilians. All of these things are real. They want to say, oh, no, that's mythology. No, it's not. You want to call it a myth, but they're finding the skeletons of huge giants all over the world, and you just can't keep up with it, can you? And they send the military in there to confiscate these skeletons. They're doing it for more than one reason. They want to clone them. They want to invoke use these entities to invoke demons inside the bodies of cloned giants. Tripwires. The suppressed reports of numbers of deaths and unrecoverable injuries from the lethal injections are huge flares. The COVID concentration camps are huge indicators of predatory tyranny and government terrorism. What do you think? By the way, God already knows what we think. Psalm 139, David said, "But Lord, there's not a word in my mouth, but lo, you know it altogether. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain unto it." God knows every word I'm going to speak before I speak it. Why? He knows the end from the beginning. He's utterly and infinitely all-knowing, omniscient. Hallelujah. Well, that encourages me in my prayers. He knows what I need. But he encourages me to be specific and by whining will not get you anywhere with God. Here is a psalm. It's a wonderful psalm for this season. It's Psalm 91, the Psalm of David, the soldier's psalm. I have no idea how many times I read this from my little Gideon's Bible in the jungle, 1970 and 71. I have no idea. But he used it to comfort me. Why? Well, this daily bread. This is the word of man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. God said that. I didn't. I'm just quoting him. He is gracious and holy and good. He knows everything there is to know about us. He knows what we're going to be facing next week, next year. If we have it next week or next year, he knows. But this psalm is an amazing song of worship. That's what the psalms were. It means song. And David, that amazing soldier, that man of God, was taught by the Holy Spirit. He was anointed by Samuel. The anointing oil and the Holy Spirit fell on David. Praise God. And God gave this wonderful song to David. Are you looking forward to meeting David? I am. I've been blessed by his life. I've been blessed by Paul's life and John's life, Joshua, Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. A lot of blessing. A lot of blessing has been released in my life because of the word of God. Here it is, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place most high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. By the way, that by night includes the terror that's happening in those who are in spiritual darkness. Are you surrounded by people in spiritual darkness? Don't be afraid. Nor of the arrows. Okay, now they're using arrows today, but also bullets and bombs. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. That's sickness, by the way. Nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a very personal experience. When you're reading the words that God inspired in David, you have to make it personal, because although this, we're reading this psalm, and it is the word of God, this psalm was written by David, for David, and for the people around him that God wanted to hear this song of worship, to encourage them, to give them courage, to strengthen them. Let's consider for a moment the implications of the living God talking to you and saying things like, no plague will come near your dwelling. There's nothing wrong with saying, God, what do you mean? People in my family have already gotten COVID. The reality is, this is a very personal thing between you and God, that it will have a different meaning for you than it had for David. The times are different. The places, the circumstances are enemies. And yet, God can talk with you, give you faith, and deliver you. It says here, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Well, the reality is this. I saw people fall around me, but I didn't. I saw people blown up around me, but I wasn't. The issue is that it's a personal fellowship with God, where God will give us these words and encourage us to talk to him about them. I want you to be my refuge, Lord, as you see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, Most High, your dwelling place. David's talking to others here. Let me go back to the beginning. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. God did not tell David put down your sword. No, he didn't. As a matter of fact, he gave him Goliath's sword after he enabled David to hit him in the head with a stone. He went over and picked up Goliath's sword and used that sword to cut his head off. Lord, let me see that the internet is a sword of Goliath. It's being used to track us and do all sorts of things. God has given us grace because we can use the internet to communicate and share with others, shine a light in the darkness, be a trip flare to others, a trip wire, show them, encourage them. Because the word of God says he works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know, time is an amazing thing. Sometimes it feels like it goes very quickly. We're coming near the end of the first hour on the road to Damascus. But how many of us realize we're coming near to the end of life as we know it in America? When these deaths begin, because by this time, when natural flus and seasonal sickness comes in, and the people that had lethal injections last year, May, June, July, and now, month after month, their immune systems have been shutting down because of the spike protein. This is science, people. This is not misinformation. This is not something, well, it is something that fascist book would say, you know, this doesn't meet our community standards, you know. Your account is restricted. Wait until they learn how God restricts their account, their life account, when they land in hell. Abandon all hope, you who enter there. There's nothing of God in hell except his wrath and the tormenting angels. And hell is not the final destination. People that know the word of God realize that death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. And those that are in death and hell right now, captured by death and hell, will go to the judgment and then face the second death, which is the lake of fire. Eternity lasts forever. And after that, forever and forever and forever and forever. Where will you spend eternity if you have rejected God's love in the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? There was a guy who was wanting to build some barns and just keep on gathering stuff so he could, you know, live out the rest of his days and in relative ease, without a care in the world. And the Lord spoke to him and said, you fool, this night will your soul be required of you. And then to whom will all these things that you have gathered belong? Who will they belong to? See, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. If you have a treasure in the Son of God, that's where your heart will be. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Hallelujah. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. That's the tripwire. And the noisome, the perilous pestilence. Pestilence is experiencing mass death. Pestilence. I told my friend the other day, if I had my life to live over again, I would read a dictionary, really good dictionaries, from cover to cover. I don't care if it's 1,000 pages and 1,000 words on every page. If I had my life to live over again, understand how powerful words are, how powerful language is. The power of life and death is in the tongue. To be able to explain with precision and with, you know, real eloquence, the glory of the Lord, that would be some of the greatest riches ever imagined. There was a song that was written over 1,000 tongues to sing the praises of God. Thank you, Mitchell. Got the Marine Corps standing by letting me know we're coming to the end of the first hour. God bless my friend, the Marine. He's a good brother. He stands in the gap. He's a faithful man. And he knows how to love his neighbor as himself. God bless him. So the reality is the snare of the fowler, the noisome pestilence, under his wings you will take refuge. David is encouraging us. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. It's secret. Why? Because it's a kingdom that you can only perceive by faith. People with their natural understanding, their natural mind, they can't see God. They don't even believe in it. But he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We'll be right back. This is Michael J. on the road to Damascus.
Secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's IP, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Michael J. on the road to Damascus. This is the 14th day in January 2022. Praise God. It's an amazing season. It's an amazing time. And Teotwaki, that is the end of the world as we know it. It's an anagram, the end of the world as we know it. Teotwaki is happening. It didn't come in with a bang, did it? It came in with a cowardly little bastard named Tony Fauci and all the players that were working in Wuhan and in the universities here and developing that biowarfare weapon, that COVID disease. But it also came in with the understanding about how to magnify problems using directed energy weapons like 5G. Now, there's directed enemy weapons that are very focused. They're called lasers. But if you have an antenna that goes out 360 degrees, not just horizontally, but vertically, up and down and around, like a big sphere of energy being projected, being broadcast, using 60 gigahertz millimeter wave technology that's been weaponized. And this causes mutations in all of the cells so that the cells start calving, that is, breaking off little pieces of themselves in order to carry the toxicity out of their body through sneezing, through urine and feces, through breathing, through sweating, through vomiting. That's what these people are calling a virus. See, a virus is dead. But it's got DNA in it that can replicate once it attaches to something. Once it infects something. But the virus, it's like in a chrysalis. Cell, calved, C-A-L-V-E-D, and took away the virus, which means toxin, poison. Took the toxin out of the body, is expelling it, and that's why these demented bastards demanded that we put on a phase diaper. So that we could rebreathe our viruses, our infections, our bacteria, our carbon dioxide. They wanted us to stay inside so we wouldn't get any vitamin D from the sun. They wanted us to do antisocial distancing so we wouldn't be able to experience comfort and encouragement in our humanity. They wanted us to report others that were not compliant with face diaper etiquette. And out of this came the Karens and the other little demonic rat sociopaths who are more virtuous than most. They will walk up to you and screech, "You have to wear a mask!" See, there's more than one kind of infection. Some people actually are an infection of self-righteous delusions and tyranny. They're not serving the living God. People like the Poop or Franklin Graham, who said if Jesus was here, he would take the vaccine. And the Poop said, I'm going to paraphrase, committing suicide with a lethal injection is an act of love. What is this, Soylent Green? These are all tripwires, aren't they? Indicators. There's an article I have from Professor James Fetzer. Quebec plans to require people to pay a health contribution if they won't get vaccinated against COVID-19. They're going to have to pay if they won't commit suicide with the lethal injection. See, there's a lot of Satanism in the Five Eyes group because of the Queen, that Luciferian cult of so-called royalty in the crown, the places like Canada, America, Britain, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa. All these places have demonic strongholds over them, like, you know, the goddess cult that rejoiced with the Statue of Liberty, which essentially is Persephone or Semiramis, cult of the goddess that came out of ancient Babylon and Egypt with Isis, Horus, and Set. The reality is we're still dealing with demonic warfare, demonic worship. And we've got that horrendous demonic statue on the top of our Capitol building in Washington, the District of Columbia. We are an idolatrous nation. We have cast out the Ten Commandments and embraced the religion of death that is called humanism, where you can be a practical and materialistic atheist and be totally politically correct. Nobody can tell you that there is a God. You've got freedom of religion. You can worship demonic doctrines of the cult of COVIDians, and you will die for it. The reality is that we're in a place where, although the Supreme Court said the federal government can't force anybody in a business through a mandate to take the vaccine or wear masks, we've got that horrific poopy pants Biden telling the states, but you can force all your businesses to take the lethal injection. These are tripwires. If people are asking themselves why they are not prepared for what's coming, this is a really important question. Why aren't they prepared for what's coming? Here's what the Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If you want to have a future that can please God, you need to be considering him and acknowledging him in all your ways. And if you do not know him, there are many, many people out there, out here, praying like we prayed today. Father, your kingdom come and your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. If you have been chosen from before the foundation of the world to receive salvation, then consider this verse. It came from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The perish there does not mean annihilation. It means an everlasting horror called the second death. All of us were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We were in David when he sinned and turned the whole world over to Lucifer, Satan, when he rejected the counsel of God, the need of any of these fruit, but of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you will not eat of that tree, because if you do, you will die. And that's the day Adam, our first Adam, died spiritually. He lived for another 930 years. I think he probably lived a long, long time before that. If you study, you know, Genesis, you realize he lived a long, long time in naming all the animals, even before he had a wife. There's a lot of things that are mysteries to us. We can't understand it unless God opens our eyes. But in that same chapter of John, chapter 3, the Lord told a man named Nicodemus, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom. We just talked about that. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Only people born again by the Spirit can see the kingdom of God. People are called by people who are anointed by the Holy Spirit, like John the Baptist. The Lord said of John, his cousin in the flesh, that of all the prophets that had ever lived, that were ever born of a woman, John the Baptist was the greatest. John told the truth. John rebuked the sin of Herod and his wife, who was part of Herod's sin, made sure that John lost his head as a result. John was a truth teller. When he was thrown in prison, that was a tripwire. That same Herod, it said, when he, after he put Jesus to death, Jesus was put to death, it was happened under Pilate, but it was the Romans. Herod was a of the line of Esau. He was an Edomite. Herod was filled with his own self-righteousness, and the word of God says in the book of Acts that the angel of the Lord went down and smote him, and his belly was filled with worms, and he died. God knows how to take care of the wicked. He was bound by his oath to do what his daughter asked of him after she danced a seductive dance in front of him and his guests. This is why taking oaths is not something the Lord approves of. Don't swear, he said, by anything. But I took an oath to defend the Constitution. I believe that God, because I asked for his help to do that, I believe that he's answering that prayer. He's helping me do it at this moment, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is why I believe there are tens of millions of Americans who were taught how to fight. And once the fighting began and we went through what God let us go through, we were also taught about how to die. And the reality of our being right now in a situation where these public serpents in office, these, I call them slut puppets because they're puppets for the New World Order globalists. They're acting, they're playing the whore. They're being slut puppets or sluppets, if you like. Convenient contraction. I actually was inspired in describing the wickedness of Diane Frankenstein. She's a real slut puppet. She works for Communist China and the globalists. She's a Zionist. She hates America. She's been playing the whore with her husband for decades and selling America out. When's God going to kill that vicious animal? Well, in his perfect time. In his perfect time, God's going to take that monster away. She plays the whore for disarmament because she wants to see hundreds of millions of Americans in the camps and put to death, because that is what she plays the whore for. That's where her treasure is. And if she's deluding herself and thinking, oh, no, that's not what I want. I want peace, world peace. Remember this, Diane. Judas Iscariot didn't understand what he was doing when he sold out. And when he said, you have condemned the innocent blood. Here's your money. He said, what is that to us? They told him, what is that to us? It's too late. He threw it down and went and hung himself. He hung himself and rotted in a field that was called the Seldama, the field of blood that was turned into a graveyard. He rotted. Nobody took him down. He was cursed. And so when he did fall down after his body rotted, he was all corrupted. It was nothing but corruption. He repented, but it was too late. Am I saying it's too late for Diane Frankenstein to repent? No. But repentance comes from God. She's an antichrist, a Talmudic person who's been promoting mass murder and treason intentionally. Unlike Judas. He didn't intend for the Lord to die. Seems to me he was probably just trying to make a little money on the side. So he wanted to see the Lord fight. He wanted revolution. Most of the disciples didn't really understand, but Peter was ready to go. I mean, he cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest. The Lord healed it, put it back on, attached it to him again, and said, Peter, those that live by the sword will die by the sword. I'm not saying the Lord calls his people to be pacifists, but in that particular situation, the Lord was going to obey his Father and go to the cross. This is why the Lord knew what Peter was going to do. He was going to deny him three times. He said, and after you are brought back to yourself, converted, go and strengthen your brethren. He said, I've prayed for you. The Lord, you know, the Father heard those prayers. After 3 days of Jesus in the grave, he was raised from the dead. Mary Magdalene actually saw the Lord. Peter and John went to the crypt, found his grave clothes. But the reality is they didn't see the Lord, but Mary Magdalene, who really loved the Savior. As it is written, those who are forgiven much love much. Mary Magdalene saw him. And the Lord sent her to his disciples to tell them, I'm going to meet them in Galilee. The Lord is really gracious. Are there any people out there that want to give their testimony? Give us a call, 540-352-4452. Here is a wonderful article. It is something that I believe it's on. I'm gonna bring it up here. I got this from a really good friend of mine. He's just right on. This is something called the phaser. It's got, you know, like a. It's got a picture of a Star Trek phaser, and underneath it, it says, stun them with the truth. Stun them with truth. But the name of this article is Expert Lawyer Rainer Fulmich. And then underneath it says, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, premeditated mass murder, upcoming criminal case against Gates, Tedros, and Fauci. The reality is, they're going to court with charges of mass murder and genocide against these people, and they've got the evidence that that's what's going to happen. They've got the evidence that that's what's going to happen. That the issue is they discover that there are different batches and different batch numbers, and what's happening is some of these batches are only placebos. These are the batches that they give to the politicians that are going along with the program. They'll give another batch, though, that is actually deadly and to certain politicians, certain people, to make sure they die. So they have found, they've been tracking the numbers of these batches and tracking them and looking at some of them are very mild, some of them are deadly. And this is an intentional test as to how effective these different batches are in putting people to death. And this has been proven. The evidence is clear. They're committing genocide. Premeditated mass murder. This is on a group called the Phaser. P-H-A-S-E-R. Stun them with truth. And this is expert lawyer Reiner Fuellmich. R-E-I-N-E-R-F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-H. Reiner Fuellmich. And he's from Germany, but he speaks excellent English. He lives part-time in America also. And this was a wonderful, wonderful program. Another amazing video that I want to tell people about was a video that was showing Dr. Please forgive me. I'm going to find it in a moment. But it was a man who was reporting all of the evidence that these vaccines are deadly, intentionally deadly. Dr. Peter McCullough, okay? He's the one that did this. Let's see. It's on Rumble, and here's the title on Rumble. Dr. Peter McCullough, M-small-c, capital C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. Therapeutic nihilism and untested novel therapies. That's the title. Therapeutic nihilism and untested novel therapies. This is on rumble.com. And after the .com, it had a / V as in Victor, N as in Nancy, C as in Carol, the number 5, and then Y as in yes, K as in knowledge, -DR, period. So anyway, and then it says Peter McCullough, therapeutic nihilism and untested novel therapies. You know, you must listen to this. It is the absolute best, most professional presentation I have ever heard. And he's had 510,000 views. And this guy is an absolute genius. His intellect is as wide as like a basketball court. This guy has so much knowledge, understanding, so much clarity in his expressions. He's talking to a whole audience of other like-minded doctors and telling them the truth. And all of us need to understand the truth. The truth will allow you to set up your own tripwires. People don't know the truth and they try to promote something contrary to truth. That's a tripwire, an indicator. Okay? Back quickly away, share truth, whatever, but don't think you can walk with somebody whose confusion is going to allow him and others to be injured with the lethal injection. We're actually fighting for our lives. Are we going to survive? Is America ever going to be great again? No, I don't think so. America had a wonderful season. In with respect to the perspective of the history of the world. But the kind of blessing perverted and turned into a promotion of licentiousness, the love of money, unrestrained lust and greed and immorality, so that we have the evidence of about 10 million active witches in America daily cursing this nation in their diabolical worship of Lucifer, Satan, their God, their supreme commander. That's right. They're under demonic compulsion. And they're involved in all sorts of things. Child and animal sacrifice, theft, the destruction of churches, kidnapping. The reality is America is surrounded by her enemies. But God's people, like it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You made God your refuge. You can, through faith in Christ, who he raised from the dead, and he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and his blood cleanses us from all sin. That includes unbelief, by the way. I believe, like the man said, but heal my unbelief. We can confess, I believe, Lord, I need more of your spirit. I'm overwhelmed. And your word says, apart from you, I can't do anything. So, Lord, it also says I can do all things through Christ. I need you to come into areas in my life where I haven't been receiving your blessing. I need you to come into those areas, Lord, because things are very, very serious and the wicked are being brought out into the open. Now we can see the goats with their little pointy heads, their pointy horns, and their desire to destroy and pervert everything in their path. They feed on garbage and they will not submit. They will not humble themselves. These are vessels of wrath being prepared for destruction, and they're all around. Lord, you're the one who leads in the paths of righteousness. You're the one who I want to walk with, because even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Word of God calls us out of darkness into light, out of spiritual death into life. When you hear Jesus talking to you, it's just like he did when he called Lazarus, who was 4 days in the grave and stinking with corruption. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of the grave. And when the Lord reaches out and speaks to your life, he calls you out of spiritual death and gives you eternal life. Not everybody's going to be happy. I know a man who was married to this vicious woman, a self-righteous woman, who is into Hindu lust and all sorts of amazing things. She was a former Talmudic student of Kabbalah. She doesn't know God. And she said to him one day, you're not the man I married. That was the truth. My friend was born again. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He began to pray in another language. The Spirit of God came on him and he was changed. Praise God. He was so excited. He was telling her, Jesus is real. She was so filled with Antichrist hatred. She said, of all the religions you could have chosen, you chose the worst. God has really blessed this man. And in a way, he delivered him out of the hands of that wicked woman. And, we learn in this life about the sufficiency of God's grace. It says he perfects his strength in our weakness. He said, don't worry. My grace is sufficient for you. I'm not going to remove this obstacle. You know, I've had many obstacles in my life, and the terrible reality is many of the obstacles in my life are there because of my behavior, my sinfulness, my rebellion. One time the Lord told me, I was praying about all these difficulties I was in. He said, here's something he showed me. He showed me, you're in a river. You're in a river, and there are a lot of rocks in this river, and I'm not going to remove the rocks. But if you draw close to me, I'm going to raise the water of the level in your river. Excuse me, the level of the water in your river, and I'll get you over the rocks. Just ask for more of my spirit. I'll raise the level of the water in your river, and you'll get through these obstacles. Amen? Well, here's the reality. If I'm not careful and I allow the water level in my life to get too low, you know, the level of living water that the Lord talks about in John chapter 12, I could start running into these obstacles again. Amen? They're still there. But when a man's ways please the Lord, the word of God says he makes even his enemies to be at peace. Passed away, he would have killed me. Let's go. Have mercy on this man. He's given me eternal life. With the blood of his son. And he's given me. I quote Paul, my brother Paul. You know, he knows I can handle the show without, you know, without the Marines help us. A lot of those enemies the Marines took care of before I got on the program, right? But the issue is, if you're there, Mitchell, I want to encourage you to give me a call. It's an important season. Every single word we say, every single word we say, will be judged for. It's been very clear to me. Everything judged for. Are you able?
Roger. Roger, Roger. Hey, I don't know why the last few minutes your audio started to break up. That's what I was kind of looking at. And I don't know why just the last 3 to 5 minutes your audio seemed to break up. So I closed everything else out and was trying to see what was going on. So, Chief, how you doing? Maybe it's my internet. I don't hear your response, sir.
I can hear you fine.
I hear you now a little bit. That.
Oh, my goodness. How's this? I've been talking about public serpents and sociopaths, and
yes.
You know, I think they resent the truth, you know? Guess what?
They seem to cut off the audio whenever we start talking about the malfeasance of the government operators. And it's been a lot of government brainwashing going on. You know, the Mockingbird media and that whole effort to hijack the press. I mean, they never stopped. It's
right.
Ongoing.
No, sure it is.
So it's tough to get accurate information about anything. And you have to cast all trust aside when it comes to listening to the media today. And that's a tough thing for people to do.
They're part of the programming. They have a tripwire. I'm hoping in the future you can let me know if my audio is okay.
It had been.
Me know if it's not. And just come on the program.
Okay. Why it had I, been fine until, you know, a few minutes before
I talking
jumped.
About. Uh-huh. Okay.
Something.
Anyway, please invite people to come in. I've given what I received today. I've given to the people. And the reality is it's, you know, this is important stuff. We're not wasting
our
time.
You ask and you shall receive. We have a caller on the line.
Really?
904 area code, I believe.
I don't see any evidence of a caller, but okay. Welcome, 904.
Yeah. Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, praise God.
Okay, hi, Michael.
Hi.
I just want to let you know that we're out here.
who is this, please? Please share.
My name's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
And
thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk to you about, I was in a grocery store the other day, and, you know, you're going through the line, and everybody's got their mask. On the people that are checking you out and the person that's doing the bagging and everything. And I just asked these girls, I said, do you guys really believe this thing? And the one girl said, yes, my grandma died from COVID. And so, and she was a young girl too. So her grandma was not that old. And so I asked her what happened. And I don't know if I was being insensitive or anything, but I asked her what happened. And she said that her grandma had been put in the hospital because she had COVID. And I said, well, did she have the flu? And she said, no, she was like really adamant that no, she had COVID. She had COVID.
Right. Right.
And I can't even say that word. I have to say, I can't even get that. I don't even like to say that word, but I'm just repeating what she said. And then I said,
well, Dr. McCulloch said, get in the hospital and you will die. They will put you on remdesivir. They'll throw, they'll fill up your lungs with fluid. They'll throw you on the ventilator and they will kill you.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. She said that the family couldn't even get in to see, but she didn't doubt it at all what had happened to her grandma. And she said that her family couldn't even get in to see the grandma, which means that her mom and dad, whoever parent that was, you know, that's their mom and dad.
Wow.
They couldn't even get in to see their parent. And then she said that they put her on a ventilator. And I said, well, did they give her the remdesivir? You know, she said, no, she wasn't on any drugs or anything. And so people have to start, I don't know what you think about that, Michael, but I think people have to start talking to people. And I don't know if I was being insensitive to this girl.
No.
But I told her that the hospitals are murdering people. I actually told her.
That's right.
I told that to her.
Dr. McCulloch said the best way to deal with all of this is home therapies. There are plenty of things out there behind, besides the, hydroxychloroquine and the other, you know, I forget what it's called. But there are plenty of therapies out there that will heal the flu. And he said, this is a flu. That's it. And people that have other morbidities, you know, are in greater danger, but this is a flu. The whole thing is a psychological warfare thing. And I personally believe that people need to limit the amount of 5G radiation in their lives, because I believe that's one of the major causes of this kind of mutation in ourselves. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, but I have to say that I had a 3G phone just up until, I don't know, maybe two or three months ago, and AT&T, they would call and cut off my phone line for probably 5 or 6 months before I ended up changing that phone. It was on those smaller phones.
Right.
And they would actually, I would try to call out on a call, and they would cut off my call. I couldn't even call because they had to bring their AT&T representative online to say, we're going to go to 5G and you can't have this phone anymore. You have to
we'll
send you a new phone. And they said it's going to happen in February. That's what they said. They said, as of February, this phone will not work anymore. We're cutting off the 3G. And so
right.
They wouldn't even, I just, every time they did that, every single month to me, I would say, listen, I know what I'm going to do. I've got another phone. I'm going to change. But they would cut off my, and I would have to argue with them. And sometimes they wouldn't even turn my phone back on right away. They would just say they were going to turn it on. And I'd try to make a call, and I couldn't get through. It was really incredible with AT&T. So I'm not doing,
that's
I'm not
incredible.
With AT&T anymore. Let's just
good.
Say I'm not with AT&T. But anyway, so they said it was in February that they're cutting off the 3G.
Are we talking about this coming February, next month?
Well, that's
or was this last year?
They're...
No, was this last year, February, or this coming February?
No, this coming February. They said,
okay,
your phone will not work anymore in February, and you have to get a new phone. The one girl was even saying, oh, we'll send you a brand new phone. We'll send it to you. You don't have to pay for
I'll
it.
I bet you
and
will,
they
yeah.
They're pushing this so hard. Anyway, so I don't really know about the 5G. I don't know. I mean, I've looked into EMFs and all that, and I think that
yes.
is very, very being around. I'm right now. I'm around wireless more than I'm usually around wireless, and
right.
I don't like the wireless feeling at all. Being around
I know.
Wireless things.
Yeah, a friend of mine was very sensitive. So he could actually feel it. Wireless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
in agreement. You know, this is radiation, and causes sleeplessness and all sorts of other things. And, you know, isn't this another tripwire, if you understand my reference? Isn't this another indicator
I heard
under siege?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I heard
well, Sherry, I'm very grateful that you called. Could you tell me what state you're in?
Well, I am in Michigan.
Michigan, good.
Yep.
How's your weather up there? It's usually quite cold and filled with snow.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I just came up here, and I love this state, but it's really being taken over. And but I just we had terrible, terrible weather here, really icy roads, and like snowed for about 3 days. And what I heard Dane Wigington. You know who Dane Wigington is?
Yes. Yes.
I heard an interview with him, and he said that even the snow, first of all, you have to be really careful that your dogs don't eat the snow. And I have a dog, and he's
right.
They like to eat the snow. He said
it's plastic,
said
isn't
snow,
it, or something?
What's that?
Isn't it plastic or something? Is fake snow?
He said that the snow, with all the chemtrailing, he doesn't use that word chemtrailing, but with all the spraying in the skies, the snow is actually different consistency. It's much thicker and more slippery and more compacted. And he is exactly right, because this snowfall was very, very icy and very, very icy. And and I saw them spraying the skies just before the snow. And so I believe when he said that, I just experienced it, that the snow is definitely, it's not like this light, fluffy stuff. It's really
right.
thick and icy. Right. And so anyway,
sometimes they can create counterfeit snow in the middle of spring or summer. They've actually done it because of their weather warfare.
Yeah, well, I haven't ever experienced snow in summer, but
yeah, it's happened in different places. Sherry, I'm very grateful that you called. And
well, thank you for your program. I'm so glad you're still on, and I listen to you and Scott all the time. And tell Scott I'm Scottish too, okay? So I really like when he talks about Scotland. He always talks about, wasn't he born in Scotland?
He was, Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah, that's where my family, part of my side, my family's from. So I like it when he talks about, I always wanted to go to Scotland. But thank you so much.
He's got kind of internet TV programs on America Media Periscope, rather. America Media Periscope. And he's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. Pacific time is 6 to 7, I think. And it might even be a call-in program, but he's been having some really good guests on there. So America Media Periscope, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sherry, thanks for your call.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks.
All right, dear.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm so grateful that Sherry called. The reality is one voice can make and will make a difference, you know. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, that was John the Baptist. It turned out he was identified by the Lord Jesus as the greatest prophet ever born of a woman. And sometimes there is only one voice. And you know, the real one voice that we want to hear is the voice of Christ. That still small voice of God. When he is speaking into your life, words that are alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, those words are a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart, so that the Lord can lead us, can become our righteousness, our holiness, our wisdom, our redemption. He can speak living words, words that are powerful, like the words he used to create everything there is out of nothing, just by the word of his power. And that's why we, made in the image of God, need to be very careful about how we use our words. And the word of God said this: if they won't receive you in a certain place, just shake the dust off of your sandals and move on. What does it mean? It will be very, very bad for them if they were visited by a witness that God sent into their lives and they rejected it. Because God doesn't, he's not wasting his time by sending us into the lives of other people to share love and the gospel of God's salvation in Christ. These things have eternal significance. An eternity in hell and the lake of fire is certainly a whole lot different than eternity in this holy kingdom of glorious, gracious peace and beauty, infinite beauty that cannot even be imagined, with peace and rest, no more sorrow, no more death, no more sin or suffering. So, he that has the Son has life. He that doesn't have the Son doesn't have life, and the wrath of God remains on him. A man named Joshua said, choose you this day who you will serve. Joshua, the same root for the name Yeshua or Jesus. Joshua was anointed by God to bring people into the promised land after the Lord took Moses because he had struck the rock instead of just speaking to it. God is gracious. Amen. So, it's been good. This is a season of warning. This is a season of encouragement and exhortation. This is a season where we're identifying the tripwires. There's a lot of people in our culture, in our counties. There's a lot of people that are, they play the whore because they are Freemasons. They're in our sheriff's department, our police departments, in our courts. They are attorneys, and they have sold themselves in the sight of the Lord to do evil. That's what Elijah said about a man named Ahab. These people have sold themselves in the sight of the Lord to do evil. Will they not have to reap what they've been sowing? God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. If people are lying to others, forcing them to do things that are damaging, forcing them to do things contrary to moral law, to the Constitution, to the commandments, are they not sowing the seeds of their own eternal torment? Because these people will not be able to say anything that will move the tormenting angels that they will be turned over to. Suffer beyond imagining. May God have mercy on America. This is Michael J. And the Lord willing, we'll see you on Sunday morning on Studio A, 6 to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Reveille Program Wake Up Call. Take care. Bye-bye.
Reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of
knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday.